Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
They were supposed to be here today. Third Eye Blind was supposed to be at the Uptown Theater.
Canceled.
Just like every other concert. But really, if you think about it, with what's going on right now in Kansas City and all over the world, it'd kind of feel weird to be at a concert.
It'd be hard to enjoy it.
Yeah, you'd be there and thinking about being focused on this concert when in reality what's going on over by the plaza and stuff. It's just, yeah, maybe it's really good that we're not having concerts right now. I'm trying to find the silver lining in everything. The focus can stay where it needs to be, and that is on the movement, which actually, the movement inspired me to stand up for what's right.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like every, I love how inspiring it is and how it really is making a difference. And people are really talking about it and they're really participating in it. And so I was riding that high, you know, watching the news for the first time ever since this whole thing started.
And?
And so I got a work email that kind of made me mad, frosted my cookies.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I put you in on that.
Thanks for that.
I just wanted to add you in so you knew what was going on.
I love juicy email gossip.
That was definitely juicy. But, you know, since I was riding that high of like, yes, we are going to make a difference. Yes, this is going to happen. I used that in an email to work peeps.
Were you maybe a little provocative? A little strong?
I was standing up for what's right, and guess what?
What?
I'll be damned. They changed that thing. That special thing that was in the email that pissed me off. I couldn't believe it. So let's use this. Buzz family. Let's make changes for good. Yes.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Chris, you're making quite the observation right now.
You don't smell it?
No. Whoa. No.
It's like a smoky hotel room.
Okay, good. I'm glad that that's your description of it as opposed to something else.
I mean, I know I sit in the chair where Laszlo sits, and I know he's... Does he smoke in the studio?
Does Laszlo smoke in the studio?
I mean, I don't think he does, but the smell of it...
How long has it been illegal to smoke inside here in
Decades,
Kansas?
I hope.
Do you remember back in the day when there were smoking and non-smoking sections?
In restaurants?
In, like, fast food restaurants. Are you too young to remember that?
A little too young for the fast food, but I do remember the partition, because that definitely kept the smoke out of the non-smoking part.
No, that when I was a kid, there were no partitions. There was just the smoking and the non-smoking section, and you're all in the same room.
That's horrible. I'm glad they got rid of that.
I remember this one time I was on an airplane, and it was very recent, like in the past 5 years, and there was a cigarette ashtray in the armrest, and I was like, I'm getting the hell off this plane right now.
Music. Holiday. We're digging deep into history because we're all a bunch of nerds and bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
I am excited to hear how you explain Bill Murray being around in 1911, Chris, but I trust you. So let's do this thing. What happened on this day, Wednesday, June 3rd? What happened on June 3rd in history?
In 2014, Jade Castrinos from the Update your Instagram to read, for 7 years, I sing and wrote music with Edward Sharpe. They voted me off the tour a week before they left via email, LOL.
Do you remember that?
No.
Okay. She posted that as her Instagram bio. Mm-hmm. And then a year later, the band updated that, nah, Jade actually quit.
Oh.
Yeah. But while I was trying to research that a little bit more, I don't have a final answer for that. That's what happened.
Hmm. He said, she said?
He said, she said. Mm-hmm.
Well, on this day in 2013, Lorde released her debut single, Royals.
That's a great song. I got that coming up just because. And she's working on new music, too.
Yeah, she is.
Or it's finished. It's finished, actually. So excited.
Should be good.
To hear some new Lorde. Finally, it's been 3 years, 4 years.
On this day in 1996, the Zenith introduced the first HD TV in the United States.
Do you have a family member that always had to have the newest and best thing when you were growing up?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Did they have one of these TVs?
No, but they had a mini disc player.
Okay, I had an aunt that had one of these TVs, and I remember in 1996, she's like, come over, check out my TV, it's this new HD TV. And I was like, that's incredible, I love that you have this. And she's like, yeah, it's finally going to be working, like, the right way in 2000-something-something. I don't remember the year.
What?
But it was 1996, it was brand new, it had just come out. And I was like, that's great, why did you spend so much money on a TV that's not going to work?
There weren't even HD signals back then yet, were there?
I know. When will it work? 2000. All right. Why did you buy this? Somebody suckered you into this.
I'm going to say in 1992, presidential candidate Bill Clinton played the saxophone on the Arsenio Hall show. Here's a little Bill playing, followed by a joke from Arsenio Hall that seems to do a little foreshadowing.
Oh, God.
Governor Bill Clinton, it's good to see a Democrat blowing something other than the election.
Good find, Chris.
Oh, how perfect was that?
Whoa. Okay, moving on.
On this day in 1988, this movie premieres in the United States.
For Josh Baskin, life was a little unfair until he made a little wish.
I wish I were big.
That bitch, Josh Baskin. Nope.
Yeah, definitely helped Carol.
What, Big?
Big, the movie with Tom Hanks.
Yes. You remember the creepy, creepy fortune-telling machine in that movie?
Yes.
So scary. We had one of those in my hometown.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you ever hope for it to be big?
No, I never want. No. I'll go back to small anytime. What about you? You're 6 foot something.
Would I rather be small? Like, are we talking about age or just size?
Dealer's choice.
I'd like to be a 6 foot two, 5 year old.
That would hurt your mother so bad.
I'm going to say in 1946, the world's first bikini made its debut at a poolside fashion show in Paris.
Bikini. Now the bikini is a three-piece deal. The bottoms.
The tops.
And the masks.
On this day in 1943, in L.A., Navy sailors and Marines clash with Latino youths in the Zoot Suit Riots. Here's one of the problems of the Zoot Suit Riots.
During the riots, the media blamed Mexican youth and communities while excusing soldiers from their brutality.
Hmm.
Yeah, they were blaming the victims and putting them in jail. It had a lot to do with what they were wearing. I never knew about the Zoot Suit Riots, but I'm glad that it's coming up in history, especially these days, because it was definitely profiling.
Mm-hmm. On this day in 1937, the Duke of Windsor marries Wallis Simpson. Here's the Duke describing their first meeting.
Simpson and I first met over a weekend at the House of Friends near Melton Mowbray in Leicestershire. She had a terrible cold and was not feeling or looking her best. Our first conversation was surprisingly stilted and banal.
He abdicated for her, and that's how he talks about her?
Right.
And the first meeting, she didn't look good. She had a little cough. He abdicated. He gave up the throne for Wallis Simpson, and that's how he talks
about
her.
And that's the description of, wow.
You know what? I don't know what it is, but I always thought he was kind of handsome, too. like him, the czar.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Nicholas II. Mm-hmm. I thought he was handsome too. I don't know what it. I guess if they have a thing for royals who abdicate. What does that mean?
Powerful people who give up their power for love.
Hmm. Do you think I have commitment issues?
This points to yes.
Thanks.
On this day in 1925, the Goodyear blimp makes its flight debut with hydrogen. It wasn't until later that they actually fill it with helium.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen Goodyear blimp?
Yes.
Where were you? Does it come around here?
I'm sure it's been around before.
Okay. I used to see it all the time in L.A., just floating around and stuff, little messages and stuff underneath it, but it was so high up, you couldn't read the messages. Goodyear blimp. Also, that's how I feel every Thanksgiving after we eat. Take a nap, eat again. Take a nap, eat again.
And on this day in 1911.
Oh, yeah.
The song, sung by Ada Jones and Bill Murray, hits number one. Here it is.
Come Josephine in my flying machine going up. She goes up, she goes. Balance yourself like a bird on a beam in the air.
So it is a different Bill Murray.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's actually, it's funny, I don't know that he or someone named Bill Murray did that, but that's one of my favorite songs of all time.
He was actually one of the most popular artists in the early 1900s, Bill Murray.
Really? That song, Come Josephine in My Flying Machine, is also on a cut scene from the movie Titanic.
When she's on the...
They sing it earlier on the ship, which makes sense as to why Rose is singing it when she's laying on her back looking up at the stars.
That makes more sense!
I'm telling you, the cut scenes from the movie Titanic... They fix all the questions I've ever had about that damn movie. Like, why was Rose walking with Jack on the deck in the first place? Like, how did they get together after that night?
Mm-hmm.
That's explained in the cutscenes. You need to see the cutscenes, and especially the alternative ending.
I was going to say, you probably need to murder me because I haven't seen the alternative ending of that.
That's okay. It's funny. But I thought the old lady dropped it into the ocean in the end. Well, baby, I went down and got it for you. Unofficial holidays. Let's go more topical to what the Buzz family likes.
It is World Bicycle Day. Cycling is an environmentally sound, safe, and healthy way to travel from point A to point B.
Yeah, but finding a bicycle right now is like finding toilet paper 3 months ago.
Impossible?
Yes. It is very hard to find a bicycle right now. Everybody's into it.
Well, if you can't find a bicycle, you're in luck because it's also running day.
Oh, God. All right. I'm black market biking.
If you've ever tried running before and give up, I get it.
You don't run. You're so long and lean, though. Have you ever run? Did you play any sports?
I did cross country in middle school. And it was a mile long. And then one meet, it went 2 miles. And like, I'm out.
You do look like the kid who would run cross country.
I was, and I failed. I do not. As long as I am, my cardiovascular system is not up to the task of me running for miles.
I was always intrigued by the people that ran cross country. It was like they were nerdy, but there was some depth to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like sweating either.
Yeah, me neither. That's why I like pools.
Yeah, I love them. Also, Jordan, it is repeat day.
It is repeat day.
It is repeat day. It is repeat day. It is repeat day. It is repeat day.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History. With Jordan Silver and friends. On the Buzz.
I always feel like people show their true colors, like who they really are, when they're forced to make like a split decision. Just boom, there's a reactionary decision.
Yeah.
That's when you find out where somebody really stands on things, because they don't have that filter to hold them back.
Mm-hmm.
Chris.
What?
So yesterday, I wanted to vomit all show because we took off the Buzz music. Mm-hmm. I took off all the Buzz music and played something so different on the station because I felt like we needed to and I wanted to help educate and, worried. Because that's the kind of thing that can get you fired. It's just taking over a station, and doing whatever the hell you want to do with it. But it was worth it because it was for the movement. And a lot of people learned a lot of things from that music. And it was great. So we go through the whole entire show. everything's good. No phone calls, no anything, even though we were worried that at any moment mm-hmm. someone could come in here and be like, yo, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
So then we put our stuff on to leave, Chris.
Yeah.
You know where I'm going with this?
I think so.
Yeah, we put our stuff on to leave, and we have to walk past the big boss's office.
Yes. I just wanted to let... You are the leader.
No, shut up,
this.
Dude. No. So what happened, Buzz family, is we left the studio, took a left, which is where we have to pass the big boss's office before we leave. And Chris was leading the whole walk until we get to... Right before the boss's door where he stopped to let me walk by first.
Ladies first.
That was not a ladies first moment. That was not.
I admit.
You threw
me
into the line.
I did get out of the door first. But I'm like, I don't like leading and being in front of you. So I was like, let me
step aside. That's such
and let
crap.
You lead the way.
That's such crap. Because later in the elevator, what? When the door opened, you didn't let me go first. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
A lot of stuff going on today. Christopher, tell us all about it with the news.
Well, the Kansas City Police Department drew a little backlash yesterday when it advertised a unity march with city officials and community leaders.
Mm-hmm.
The march organized with a Justice Center is scheduled for 6:30 today in front of the Nelson.
Okay.
The reason for the backlash? Current protests have ended with police using tear gas against demonstrators and arresting 170 people. The march billed as for human rights and peace in our streets is scheduled to include the mayor's office, the police department, and the fire department.
All right. If you feel inclined, go to that. It is your choice. All right. What else is going on in the news?
There's an economic boycott called the Blackout Day 2020 set for July 7th.
Okay.
Their mission is to create an international community of economic solidarity and national consciousness unified around our common experience and ancestry of the emancipated peoples of America.
So don't buy crap on the 7th of July.
Or only buy from people of color businesses.
Okay.
And here's Calvin Martyr, who started the mission.
When will we actually formulate together and like our ancestors did? When will we capture the power like in Montgomery, Alabama, when not one single black person rode a bus? And they said, we won't ride the bus till we get equality. The only way as a people that we will get any change is if we unite solidarity with the dollar.
That's right. That's right. So July 7th, put it in your calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Do not purchase things. We'll talk more about that as we get
yes.
to it. It's about a month away. All right, what else?
The KC Community Bail Fund.
Yes, perfect.
Stands in solidarity with protesters throughout the country, mm-hmm. seeking justice for the victims of police violence and spreading the message of Black Lives Matter. They take donations and pool money to cover the bail for those arrested in the protest. You can go to kccommunitybailfund.com to
awesome.
Donate.
Awesome. I did that yesterday. If you want to help out the people that were arrested at these protests... That's it, KC Bail Fund. What was the address again one more time? Sorry, excuse me.
It was kccommunitybailfund.com.
All right, cool. I Venmo'd them. Better have gone to the right people. All right, keep going. What's up with the news?
The Prime Minister of Canada had a few lack of words when asked about a question from a reporter.
Okay.
You've been reluctant to comment on the words and actions of the U.S. president. I'd like to ask you what you think about that.
This is live on the news?
Yeah, live on the news. 20 seconds of just dead air of him just looking at the camera with, I don't know what to say to this.
That is exactly how everyone feels. Thank you, Justin Trudeau. Wow. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's how we all feel, too. I know. Yesterday, we don't get political on the show, but we do with human rights, and this is a human rights violation.
Yes.
Yesterday, I'm like, how early can I camp out at my polling site in November? How early? Because I'm going to have a camp out party. Gonna do it. Gotta get the person out.
Yes.
All right. What else is going on in the news?
Joe Biden has scored a clean sweep of 7 states conducting the Democratic presidential primaries yesterday. This isn't a surprise at all, given that there's no opposition.
Right.
So.
Can I say this?
It's easy to win when there's not a second person.
Right. It's like playing chess with yourself. God. But everybody says, that's our choice, guys. That's our choice. All right. What?
Good news.
Oh, good.
So, this is great news. Scientists have said they found the cleanest air on Earth. Researchers from the Colorado State University, they found the place with the cleanest air.
Yeah.
Antarctica. Because we're all gonna humans don't live there.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Still. You know, it's funny. When COVID was really, 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 really bad, people were worried about breathing stuff in. And I was like, dude, I lived in Los Angeles. I think that whatever coated my lungs in that awful, 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 disgusting city probably protected me from it. But when Antarctica has got the cleanest air, that makes sense. Because we didn't ruin it. God, humans are like that person that will wear dirty shoes inside your house.
Gross.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
I have to issue an apology.
What for?
For the way that I spoke about TikTok last week.
When you were very critical of it?
Yes.
Did you come to a understanding?
I'm getting older and I feel like TikTok is something that passed me by and I don't understand it. And then that makes me feel old and out of touch. And then why am I doing this job? And it leads down like this whole world of problems that are about myself. But you will see things on that app that the news isn't showing.
Like what?
Police attacking protesters. It is not all bad. There are also so many videos on TikTok of officers taking a knee with protesters. And I feel like I got to see a totally different view of what's going on and what these protests are about. And it made me feel like such a jerk for talking smack about TikTok last week when things weren't so bad. But now it's just this magnifying glass into what's really going on. You know, I saw a video of a black protester kneeling with a police officer. And the moment that they both kneeled down, she cried so hard. It felt like she was crying for past lives that have been affected by this. It was, you see these moments and they change you. And
so there is a depth to TikTok that
there
beyond
is,
the surface is provides a very important medium.
I've always been interested in the Gen Zers right now because they seem a little superficial, but there's such depth to them because they get to grow up in a world where we are out there fighting for these things and things are changing. And I think it's like a perfect representation of that mindset. Sure, we're going to sit here and make some video where we lip sync about something, but tomorrow, we're going to go out and stand on the front line and tell people that we're not going to have this. As far as where I stand, I'm with the nonviolent protesters. Of course, I feel like change really comes from conversation.
Absolutely.
That's what this show is about. We've talked about some heavy stuff on the show in the past. Talking to someone, hearing their story, knowing someone who's been through something, it just really kind of opens up your perspective of it. Because I don't think that we're all inherently bad people, you know? My feed over the past week, I have not seen one thing anti-protesters. Everybody has been, yes, we need to do this. Yes, we need to make this change. Yes, I'm going to take part in it. Or yes, I'm going to donate to this fund. Or yes, I'm going to stand here and I'm not going to take it. And so, again, I'm with the nonviolent protesters. I don't think that all cops are bad. But I'm also never going to tell someone how to grieve. And this is about that as well. You know, so stand by however you handle your situation, because again, I'm not going to tell anyone how to feel in these situations. I do feel like there's a lot of shaming going on right now on the internet. I mean, like all the stuff yesterday with don't just put the little black square, you know, it's like, now you got to do this and this and this. And like, yeah, you should. But I just feel like there's so much shame going on out there about it. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Has it shamed people out of hiding? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I know I've heard in the past, there wasn't the daily, just constant reminder of what we're living in. And we're finally in an era where we're able to get that information and share it and show this is what's really happening.
Right, right. And I mean, people that live stream stuff from J.C. Nichols Fountain, like, thank you. Thank you. And I'm so proud to be here right now with everyone. With COVID, the world needed to do a Control-Alt-Delete. And I'm just proud of people saying, nope, I'm getting up, I'm going to do this tomorrow. I'm going to do this tomorrow until things actually change.
Yeah,
so.
The excuse, I didn't know about it, is no longer valid in today's world.
Other countries are protesting as well for us.
That's amazing. I've seen in other countries, they're standing for what we are. That made me tear up a little.
I hate when people are like, the moment that they see that there's been rioting and looting, they just shut down the entire movement for what it is. You know, those are a fraction of people that are doing that. And from what I've seen, especially on TikTok, that's not the TikTok generation. That's not them. They're the ones taking the knee. They're the ones having the conversation with the police officers. And I'm just so proud. I'm so proud of everyone. I'm so proud and inspired by people not backing down and standing for human rights. It's beautiful. So, yes, I wanted to apologize to TikTok. I'm not getting rid of TikTok now. But, you know, life is all about the things that we learn. And, you know, if you sleep X amount of hours, you still have like 18 hours a day to learn from what you did before. That's kind of how I felt. You know, I'm embarrassed that I talked smack about TikTok last week, because now that I can see how it's been used powerfully, I'm changed. And I learned that over the past couple days, because it was in
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Yesterday was all about taking time to reflect and learn and think and change your perspective on things and feel for people. So, yeah, we got 18 hours a day to learn and fix our mistakes.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Recapping your news from the 7 o'clock. Today at 6:30 in front of the Nelson Adkins, there's going to be a KCPD Unity March. Check out more information about that if you would like to join that. Also, Blackout Day 2020, the next economic boycott, is happening on July 7th. Check out more information about that online. KC Bailout Fund, if you would like to help out people that were arrested, get out of jail. It is
kccommunitybailfund.com.
Awesome. Also, Justin Trudeau was he was asked about how Trump is handling the unrest in the U.S., and all he does on the news is stare blankly at the camera for 20 seconds. There's birds chirping in the back while he is thinking of what to say, and that really is the big mood for everybody in America as well. Also, yesterday, Joe Biden sweeps all 7 presidential primaries. And if you, Buzz family, would like to move to a place that has the cleanest air in the world, you got to move to Antarctica. Nope. A lot of news today. What do you got for us here in the 8 o'clock, Chris?
Well, Bandcamp will be donating 100% of its revenue on Juneteenth, which is June 19th, to the NAACP in solidarity with recent protests against police brutality.
Awesome. And we'll get into what Juneteenth is coming up a little bit later.
And their CEO made the announcement that Bandcamp would do this every single year from now on.
Awesome. Love it. Change. Yes, a change is going to come.
Yes. And Grindr has made a statement that they will not be silent. They will take action, including donating to Black Lives Matter and by removing their ethnicity filter for their next app release. Once the filter is removed, users will no longer be able to filter profiles by ethnicity.
All right, and what is Grindr?
It is a gay dating app.
Yep. Being able to remove, I love that, remove the ethnicity feature on a dating app. Doesn't need to be there. That's why we say people of color. Removes the color of the skin, but still keeps people in the category of being oppressed because of who they are. So yeah, get rid of that. We don't need that. We don't need the ethnicity.
No.
Filter at all in any of the dating apps. What else is going on in the news?
Kansas City police have reported more than 160 protest-related arrests over the last 5 days. And Natasha Scruggs, a local criminal defense attorney, is hoping to get the charges all thrown out. She's doing it for free. Here's what she has to say.
As a Black woman, this is the reason why I became an attorney. This is the reason why I went to law school, is to help my community. I think that the protesters have the right to protest, and I think that they shouldn't be arrested for being outside, for speaking their voice.
Okay, now this is creepy.
What?
But because I don't have any law experience, and I want to help her out, do you think she'd be down if I, like, got her Red Bull so that she could, you know, continue to help get everybody out? And also, like, a back massage. You know, like, come on, that's got to be really awful.
You can offer.
Right, yes. After getting 160 people out of of jail. It's going to be exhausting. You know, come out to the lobby. I'll rub your shoulders for a second. That sounds so creepy. Never mind. I'll pay for a good massage for you by a professional, I guess. Mm-hmm. All right, what else?
In a ruling Monday, U.S. District Judge Scott Park granted control of the Oklahoma Zoo that was previously run by Joe Exotic to the Big Cat Rescue Group, which was founded by Carol Baskin.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
Yesterday, I was driving around a little bit, and it just felt like the city was full again, which is a great feeling. I mean, I don't know what happened to COVID. I don't. But that is a question for some other time in another show. But yeah, now it feels like people are alive. Things are coming back to life. And it's beautiful. So what about this pool, Chris? You and your wife were talking about how you were going to get one.
Yeah.
So you're still going to get one?
I have some bad news. We're not getting one.
Why? Come on.
Do you know the costs and upkeep required for a pool?
Yes. A below ground one, yes. Yes, an in-ground pool, yes. Very, very expensive. So what? So what? Put it on a credit card.
We don't have credit cards.
Okay, that's right, because you're smart with money. Yep, okay.
Okay, so the size we wanted, too expensive.
Get a smaller one.
Like a kiddie pool?
You're saying your backyard can't fit an adult-sized pool? No, I've been back there. There's snakes back there.
There are, but when you're talking about that size, you're going into the thousands. And initially, we budgeted like
$400. Are you telling me that you thought you could get an in-ground pool your backyard for $400? Well, it's like $25,000.
Not an in-ground pool, an above-ground pool.
No.
So that's another reason.
All right, that's fine. Just go to the bank and ask them for a loan.
We would need to level the ground.
So level the ground.
With what tools?
So throw a little bit of extra money in what you're going to beg the bank for so that I can have a pool, buddy.
We need pool filters, pool supplies, water heater. I'm not swimming in the cold water.
Oh, that's right. Well, you know, you could get some solar panel thingies to stick under the...
Alex said we can cover it with black trash bags to heat it up.
Oh, God, what? That does sound like something you would do with a $400 pool.
Also, government regulation. The city requires a fence so nobody drowns, which leads to my next thing.
So build a fence.
More money. Again, $400 budget.
No, knowing you, you could probably go to like a thrift store, pick up a bunch of poles or whatever, and make your own fence. That's you. You're that guy.
That's a possibility.
Dig your own hole. Level it out. I've got an iPhone app that's a leveler. I'll come over and level it and tell you where.
Will you help me at all?
No.
And also, it's not safe for the baby. She's starting to crawl all over, and she's going to climb that ladder and drown. Can't have that.
Okay, so that's the only one that...
It's not looking good for a pool.
You know what? That's fine, because actually, on June 1st, my pool's open. The Gladstone Community Center pool for lap swimming and the pool at my gym.
Have you gone?
Not yet.
What are you... What? Swimming is your thing. Where are you going to go?
I know.
Are you going to go today after the show?
Oh, no. I got something to do. But tomorrow.
Swimming is your thing. Why don't you want to go to the pool, Jordan? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Yeah, I'll go tomorrow.
Why can't you go today?
Because I can't, man.
What do you mean you can't? Why?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Tell me.
I don't know.
Tell me.
I feel weird in a bathing suit. See, this is what quarantine does to us.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Man, nobody knows what happens after you die. But I tell you, I try to be as good of a person in this life because I know that if I go to hell, my hell is me having to explain tech to my parents for eternity.
Are you saying they're not quite receptive to...
No. I hope the Buzz family understands what I'm talking about. Teaching your parents what's going on with their devices is just... I don't know. It is my hell.
What's the age range of your parents?
They're in their late 60s now.
Oh.
Oh, man. They do not get it. And They have all these problems with their phones and their computers and their TVs and their everything. And they call me to talk them through it. And that's the phone call that I do not want. Hey, we have to ask you a question. Oh, God, please don't be about tech. Please, please be about something that I did that was weird when I was in my childhood. Mm-hmm. I'd rather talk about that. I'd rather do my most embarrassing shame than have to teach you about tech. Because the thing about my parents and tech is that they're confused. And then when we try to troubleshoot a problem, mm-hmm. they're so unspecific that I don't know what's going on. Like, what did my dad ask me yesterday? If I have two of them, do I need a new password? What does that mean? Right.
What?
And two of what, Dad? Things. What things? You know, things that I'm on Safari. What? What things on Safari?
How do you even navigate that?
Well, I tried. I tried to troubleshoot me troubleshooting my parents.
Yeah?
And decided that we could try FaceTime. Like, let me just look at your computer screen, Dad. Hold the phone. I'm going to look at the computer screen and talk you through what happens.
And?
He can't hold the phone steady or even looking at the screen. That's his one job, and he can't do it. I love him so much. Ooh. I love him so much. But yesterday, they called me with a problem that got so out of hand. I think I want to become emancipated.
Wow. What was it?
Their problem, my parents' problem, who are very bad with tech, they were unable to view their online banking now. They used to be able to,
okay.
But now they can't. And where this problem goes, you will never guess, Buzz fam.
That's Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Yesterday I got that phone call I'm always dreading for my parents.
Are they okay? Did they pass away?
No, they wanted to ask me a question about technology. Of course, they're fine.
Oh.
Chris, jeez.
Sorry.
My parents just don't understand tech, and I tried. I troubleshooted my troubleshooting of it. And the only way to help them through this is to fly up there and do it for them. I'm telling you. I don't know how many times I'm just like, Google the problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's videos that explain everything. You don't need me. Just Google. No. They must call me. So they ran into a problem yesterday with their online banking. And we really got into it. So basically what happened was they were able to view their online banking up until yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were no longer able to view it using a specific browser.
Why?
Because of, you'll find out in a second. So I was like, what happens? And they're like, nothing happens when we go to the website. And I was like, nothing. It's just like thinking, mm-hmm. then you have to clear your cache.
Mm-hmm.
My parents are like, what's your cache? And I was like, just believe me. I'm not having this conversation. I'm not explaining this to you.
Did he open his wallet?
Go to this place and click this button and just do it. Trust me. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Clear your cache. Close out the browser. Restart it. Can you see your online banking? No. Still the same thing. 20 minutes later, I finally find out that my parents are able to view something. They're just not telling me what it is. So it's not a blank screen like they're saying.
What is it?
It's the expired certificate, security certificate.
Oh, where it says the website might be at risk?
Yes. You know what that is, right? Can you explain it to the Buzz family?
Yeah, those certificates are basically like the gatekeeper for each individual website. It makes sure all of your information is safe. And every so often, those gatekeepers expire and they're no longer valid.
That was the problem.
Their certificate expired.
45 minutes later, that was the problem. There's nothing wrong. I don't know what's going on. There's nothing on the screen. Finally, it was the security certificate had expired. And yes, it's a bank website, and it was trusted information that they mm-hmm. wanted to put. But man, when my parents see the word trust on their computer,
out the door.
No. Completely. They're like, no. So they called the bank before mm-hmm. they called me because they were trying to troubleshoot their problem.
Yeah.
And nobody at the bank knew about this problem.
What did they tell the bank the problem was?
Exactly what... true. Probably the certificate thing. And the bank is like, we have no idea what is going on here. And I'm like, well, duh, because you called a teller. It's a website problem, Mom. It's a browser problem, Mom.
They called the bank?
They called the bank. Obviously,
you know what's wrong with the website.
Obviously, your website is not secure. I mean, I can see why they would do these things. They're very analog ways to fix a digital problem.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the bank, I had no idea what was going on. And
didn't help at all.
No. So when they called me and we finally got to the fact that it was the security certificate issue, I'm just like, do you trust the website? It's our banking website. Yes. Okay, cool. Click trust and your banking will appear. No.
Why not? It's just a little button.
Right. Well, I don't know. This shouldn't be coming up. Why would this be an issue now? Mom, security certificates on the internet expire. It's just asking you to do it again. Well, what if they steal my information if I click yes? Mom, they won't steal your information if you click yes. You still have to log in. Mm-hmm. All you're doing is accepting access to this page, saying that this page is safe for you to go in. You don't have to enter your information here. Oh, no, this is because of Obama. What?
No way.
Obama! The liberals want to steal all my stuff. So then they're like, listen, if this is a banking problem, why did our bank not know about it? If this is a security problem for the bank, why did our bank not know about it? And why didn't they have any idea that this was going on? And I was like, Mom, because no one has ever called in about authenticating a security certificate. That's why they don't know about your problem, because people are like, trust. If you don't trust, then don't trust. And my mom's like, and so I was like, just so push the trust button. And she's like, no, I won't. I don't think this is right. And blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, then you're going to have to go to the bank and do it the old fashioned way, because that's the only way around this.
Did they ever press trust?
No, they still haven't pressed trust.
They're going to go. Did they say they're going to go to the bank then?
But they're also mad about the fact that they can't get access on their computer so that they have to go to the bank. They're like, our phone, it doesn't work on our phones either. It's Verizon's fault. I'm like, it's not your phone company's fault. It's the trust certificate on your website.
It's like there's a feather in the way and all they have to do is blow it out of the way. And they're afraid of the feather.
Because Obama put it there. The liberals put it there.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.